Good afternoon, friends. Good to have you joining with us today. Just going to do the school run here, have a few minutes, thought I'd record a wee message for you. I was hooking up through the attic there a little while ago, and I was absolutely delighted to find a few wee figures that I used to play with from my childhood. Some of you around my age, I'm 43, coming 44, and if you grew up in the 1980s, some of you might remember these little figures. Muscle men, they're called. There's a whole lot of different ones. There's like a cowboy one, and then there's this one. I've got a few in the house as well, and I'm really delighted to find a few extra ones. And then there's this wee one as well. Muscle figures. I don't know if any of you remember these or not. I used to spend my pocket money on them. Whenever Leisure World was a shop in the town that was opened, or we were away on holidays, used to get 10 of these and a little dustbin type tub. Or you could get a big set. I never got the big sets. There's maybe 20 or 30 in them. Or you could buy them, I think, as well, in sets of three. And I used to have a little wrestling ring that I'd made. Four nails in each corner. 12 elastic bands twisted and stretched around like wrestling ropes. And I used to wrestle these wee muscle figures. They're very collectible. And I'm quite happy to get these today. I'm really, really encouraged by that. Muscle figures. You know, in the Bible, we read about a man called Samson. I'm sure most of you are familiar with Samson. And if you've ever seen maybe a children's illustrated Bible, or maybe flashcards, or remember the old fuzzy felt flannel graphs. And if you've ever seen a picture of Samson, he very much looked like a muscle figure. Big bulging biceps, big strong broad chest, big legs, big strong muscular man carrying away the gates of Gaza, or catching the foxes and tying them together, or pushing the pillars and bringing down the great temple. And very often we see pictures of Samson, and he's a very impressive physical specimen. He's like a muscle figure. But you know, the reality is that in Judges chapter 16, whenever Samson fell in with Delilah, it says in verse 6 of Judges 16, Delilah said unto Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth. Tell me, Samson, what is the secret of your great strength? And that would indicate to me that Samson was not a muscle man. If Samson's great strength was in his arms, his legs, his chest, his biceps, his muscles, maybe some great diet, then she would have known, Samson, you're so strong because you're so big and you're so physically impressive and you've got these great muscles. But Samson, I believe, just looked like anybody else. There was a secret to his strength. It wasn't based on the physical, wasn't based on the natural. It wasn't that Samson had built up his strength over years, lifting weights, press-ups, bench presses, eating plenty of eggs and chicken and supplements and things like that. Samson's strength was nothing that was natural. Samson's strength was supernatural. You see, Samson was a Nazarite from his mother's womb. He was separated unto God even from before his birth. He wouldn't touch wine or strong drink. He wouldn't come near that which is unclean, and he would grow the locks of his hair. And that was an outward sign of his inward separation, his consecration unto God. And as long as Samson led a separated, consecrated life, therein was the secret of his strength and his power under God. And so it was a supernatural thing. And friends, today, the strength of the Christian, the strength of the child of God, is not a physical strength, not a natural strength, but the strength of the church is whenever she is separated, consecrated, and absolutely yielded unto the Lord. And the sad thing is today, the world is not asking the questions that Delilah asked to Samson. The world never asks the church nowadays, wherein is the secret of your strength? How can you face the world? How can you face society? How can you stand for God? How can you march on from victory unto victory? The world never asks the church anymore wherein her strength is, because the church has lost its power, it's lost its strength, And we're trusting oftentimes in natural means to influence a world around us. Whenever, like Samson, his strength was because of his separation from sin and uncleanness and death and his consecration unto the Lord. And there's no other way whereby we can have power with God and influence with men unless we are separated from the world, separated unto Jesus Christ, and consecrated fully to him so that the Spirit of God can rest upon us. It's not men of natural ability that God is looking for, but men and women who are separated, consecrated, yielded, filled and anointed with the Spirit of the living God. And maybe we've lost that. I think we have, if we're honest. And we need to get the strength back. The Bible says after Samson's fall, howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again. And that was like a renewal of his consecration unto the Lord. He learned a sore and valuable lesson. And yet he slew more in his death than he did in his life. May God help us to put on strength, to know the infilling and anointing of the Spirit of God, and may our lives be separated, yielded, consecrated, and anointed in these days. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. We will see you again very soon. Bye-bye.